This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to the Market Pod on the Bayou Show. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is Michael Herron. Today is June 13th, 2006. What a great show I have for you today. Things are getting really exciting around here. Like I keep telling you that there's big news coming up, and it's like big news, like pretty huge. But I still can't tell you. But that's okay. On today's show, I have a special guest, my friend Chris Daly from Fresh Media Works, so he can explain to us how that network works, because I feel like more people need to be network works. Yeah. So he'll be joining me later. And I have a new sponsor, I think. Weird. I've got like money in my PayPal account and this interesting voicemail from this new sponsor that I'll play for you later. I'm going to do a CD giveaway and, of course, some fantastic music. Feeders, reader facts. Reader feedbacks. Readers, feed. Mm-hmm. And let's get on with the song. This song is called Brooklyn by Triple Cream. That was Triple Cream with Brooklyn, which is where I'm going to wind up living sooner or later. That was sent to me by Dave Calderbanks. As you may have heard, if you listen to Yeast Radio, he contributes a lot of music, his own music, really. And so that's badass. And this leads me right into my contest. Dave Calderbank and I have been arch enemies for a long time. I'm trying to make this sound more dramatic than it is. If you can, Dave Calderbank and I had a little tiff, if you want to even call it that. But if you know what that tiff is, and if you can give me any information about this, and Dave, you are not you're not welcome to enter this contest. I bought this deluxe edition of Tears for Fears Songs from the Big Chair in like this crazy, some sort of fit I had that I just had to have it when I found out that it was out there. It's got two CDs and it's in this really nice open thing with a book in it. Well, I'm selling all my stuff and I don't really keep CDs anymore anyway. I usually rip them and back them up on my hard drive and then get rid of them. So if you can tell me the answer to today's Mikey Pod trivia question, why did Dave Calderbanks and Michael Herron hate each other with a passion, an undying passion? And now the passion has turned to passion. What the fuck? Let me know. Send me an email at mikeypod@gmail.com, or even better, send a call 206-339-6682 and you can do a voicemail, or you can record an MP3 and email it to me. any of those will work. Speaking of these strange feedback things, tell me what you think of this. I got like this random deposit of money in my PayPal account on the same day that I got this.
Hi, Mikey Pod. Oh, this is Wayne from Lithuania. I'm calling because I want to put a commercial on your show. That could be, you know, because of... hold on a second. Mom, hold on. Hold on. Oh, just a minute. Okay, sorry. Okay.
And that was it. So, Wayne, if you're listening, thanks for the sponsorship. Let me know what you want me to advertise or whatever. Just call again, 206-339-6682, and I'll be glad to, like, advertise whatever it is you want me to advertise. And, oh, my stand is a little. So, yeah, let me know. And sure, I think that's great. So thanks, Wayne, from Lithuania. And I have one more voicemail thing. This is from my pal, John. And John sent me a birthday greeting while he was recording his show. So now what I'm going to try to do, if my phone will cooperate, is listen to his recording of himself recording his show. So now what you're going to hear is a recording of me recording a message to John while I'm listening to a recording of himself leaving a recording for me while doing a show. You might want to get a piece of paper and draw that out because I'm still not quite sure. So let's see if my phone cooperates. Yes. Okay. So here we go. We're about to get his voicemail. And I'm waiting for it to ring. And I'm still waiting for it to ring. Okay. So here we go. Okay, this is like, okay, hold on, here comes the beep. Hey, John Ong, it's Mikey Pod. Right now, I'm recording a show, and I'm about to be recording a show while I listen to your message that you made while you were recording a show. So I'm recording a show of listening to you recording a show. So we've got like some kind of crazy thing going on here. So here comes your message, and I want to thank you for this birthday greeting, and it sounds like this. Here we go. Okay.
Hello, Mikey. Hello, my little katupa. Little katupa. Happy birthday.
Isn't this amazing?
Well, I didn't decide, but
this is like groundbreaking podcasting right here.
I listened to your show only on, I think, on your actual birthday. And
so, yeah, this may not be as interesting to you right now, so
since I like to celebrate my birthday,
so hopefully all of this,
I thought that I would still call you and wish you happy birthday, even though it's very belated. But I am actually doing a show right now, so I'm leaving you a message as I am doing a show.
See, that's the thing
really
that's cool.
I am utilizing my time wisely. But happy birthday to you.
I'll sing along.
Happy birthday to you, honey.
Happy birthday, dear Mikey Pod. Thank you, John Ong. And happy birthday to you, honey.
Have a wonderful one, darling. Bye.
Okay. All right, John, thanks for indulging me in that, and I will talk to you later. Okay, that was either really cool or the most retarded thing I've ever done. So let's go right into my my interview with Chris Daly from Fresh Media Works. Here we go. I'm on the phone and in the virtual studio with Chris Daly, who is the founder of Fresh Media Works. I say founder with a question mark. What is your official title?
I don't think I have an official title, but founder I think will work because, you know, I did actually found the thing, although I don't think it was lost. So can you found something that isn't lost?
I don't know.
And as you can tell, my cast is not a comedy cast.
That was hilarious, though. It should be. So I've been talking about the network a little bit, and I have that. I'm sure people have heard that opener, the with the can opening and everything.
The certified fresh intro.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if people need to have it spelled out for them about how fantastic this network is. So here he is. Maybe what are some just like basic general things about what the podcast, the Fresh Media Works, is all about?
Well, it came out as a response to what was out there, or rather what wasn't out there for podcasters. As you know, podcasting started off as this hugely independent media, and, you know, it was a bunch of individuals out there creating really cool content. And then as iTunes 4.9 hit, big business, big media jumped in and sort of started to swallow things up and really, you know, kind of push us in the back aisles. And then you have great companies out there like Podshow and Podtrac, a bunch of these that are out there doing some things to kind of, I guess, coalesce the independent podcasters. But I found some problems with that too. And after numerous long discussions with many podcasters over Skype and email, came to the conclusion that what was needed was kind of, I guess, a new world look at networks. All the existing ones are kind of old school models where you join the network, they own you. They basically control you. You can't, you're not a free agent anymore. You're not an employee because you don't get the benefits of employment, but you're also not a free agent. So it's kind of the worst of both worlds. So what we came up with, and I say we, it was several of us who kind of developed this whole thing. I have to thank Jack Benjamin, actually. Early on, he was probably the strongest motivating force behind getting me to put this thing together. And what it is it's a non-exclusive network where anybody can join. At the entry level, the opening tier, everybody's welcome. And that non-exclusive is huge. We're the only network out there that isn't exclusive, which is to say that if you're in Fresh Media Works, you can be in one of those other networks. The problem with that is they won't let you be in another network.
But if they did.
But yeah, if they decided to open up, and hopefully what we're doing will kind of force them to open up and will help all these networks develop into a new world model. But yeah, that's the entry level. We have the next tier, which is our so you want to make some money tier, for lack of a better title.
That's a good title.
Yeah, I think I should take that. I just thought of that. If you want to monetize your podcast or just kind of defray some of the costs, because this is a costly endeavor in both time and money, you can get some sponsors, advertisers, things like that, and we help facilitate that. We have a sales staff. And we can connect people up with sponsors. Now, that is a little more strict than the opening level in that, you know, now it becomes a little more exclusive. but it's the same mentality, you know. It's all about letting podcasters be podcasters. And, you know, I liken them to wild horses. I've used this analogy on several interviews that podcasters are the wild horses of media. And some of these other networks are like corrals, just trying to imprison them and break them and brand them. And we want these guys, we want all the podcasters to stay wild horses because that's the good stuff. Kind of like you.
And that's what's so cool about the whole podcasting anyway, because it's not like what we're used to. And it seems like a lot of the, like you said, a lot of the networks out there are trying to like force podcasting into this, you know, old school sort of mentality about what media is supposed to be. And and it kind of takes the spirit out of it, it seems.
Oh, it really does, because, you know, you hear that, and I hate to, you know, ride on the other networks because that's totally not my purpose. But you hear so many restrictions coming from them that you wonder how people can be happy with that arrangement when they've already had all the freedom in the world. And now they're willing to trade their freedom for just a little bit of money.
So how many people are on the Fresh Media Works?
Right now we're at about 100 podcasters, and it's some of the top podcasters in all of podcasting. I probably should have prepared a little better by making a list, because I'm going to forget some really cool ones. But But we have Nina Kimberly, The Merciless, a great audio book or patio book, whatever you want to call it, that is recently come out. Lynn Sci-Fi News. We have, of course, Mikey Pot on the Bayou.
Oh, man, that show is awesome.
Doesn't that one rock? I mean, that is just so cool. Of course, we have The Nate and Die Show, another wildly popular one. Absolute Science, another quiz show. And tons of music casts. We have a huge selection of music casts. The Loose End Show, The Kick-Ass Podcast, J. Von D., Jersey Boy. Gosh, I'm missing so many, I know. Ruby Fruit, The Ruckus, The River Band, Psycho Billy Deluxe. I mean, literally, there's 100 of them, so I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. I noticed that there are a lot of music casts, like, above all, right? Is that, like, the largest category?
Yeah, it's the largest category in Fresh Media Works, and also the largest category in podcasting, because... You know, if you look at radio, it's also the largest category in mainstream radio is music shows. And I think that's just a reflection of what our society likes.
Yeah. But the cool thing is we've got all this PodSafe stuff going on, although I occasionally am the PodSafe rebel. Just play whatever.
I was going to say that's actually one of the coolest things about podcasting is all this new independent music that is getting out there to people. Through all these great shows. Oh, I even forgot to mention the PMC Top 10 is a member.
That's your show, I should say. I think that's such a good show, too, to, like, get... Because I hate going over to the PodSafe Music Network. Just because something about the way it's set up, it's just like, it gives me the creeps. But it's good to listen to your show to, like, kind of get a feel for what's out there and draw from that, too.
Well, I appreciate that. And I get a ton of responses just like that... You know, independent music, there's so many artists out there, and there's hundreds of thousands of independent artists out there, and most of them have really, really good music. So
yeah,
it's such a task to go out there, connect with the musician, listen to their music, get permission, do all that stuff, or go through these websites like GarageBand or PodSafe Music Network, PodSafe Audio, Indie Music, any of these. And I find that podcasters just say, hey, why don't I turn on the PMC Top 10 and hear what's hot? And, you know, I'll find some stuff on there I like.
Yeah, sweet. So let's get to the facts of all of these things. You can go to chrisdaily.com, and that sort of takes you to, like, home ground for all of your, like, 5 podcasts. Is that right?
I think we're at 6 right now. But let me say, Daily is spelled D-O-E-L-L-E.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, no one will ever get it based on Chris Daly.
That's true. I forget that now since I've memorized the spelling after months of study.
For the network, you can go to freshmediaworks.com.
Yeah. And maybe we should throw in about the website is in process.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Have you seen the new markup of the new site yet?
No. I went. Is it up on the regular address?
It's not yet. I thought maybe I shared that with you already since you're on the inside.
Right.
But I'll send that to you so you can start raving about it because it looks awesome. And
okay, cool.
It's not live yet. We're still with the proto page, which is not flashy but very functional.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I always want to throw that in when I send people over there that, like, you know, I don't think that, you know, because the website is, this is like a temporary thing. So
it's funny because I do the same thing. I send people over there and I always say, but don't judge anything by the webpage. And of course, I still get people saying, I love the webpage, which floors me.
and then that's the only way to get ejected from the network.
Nice.
So what was I going to say? Oh, joining the network. What do people have to do?
Well, there's links on that website, freshmediaworks.com, where podcasters can send an information and a request for information, and an email will go out to them that'll give them all the stuff they need to know. It'll give them a link to the Certified Fresh badge that they put on their site and a link to the Certified Fresh audio badge that goes in the podcast. And that's really it. It's just read through the stuff, see if it makes sense to you. If it does, send another email back that says, I'm in. Once you say that, you go up on the website, you start getting rotated through with the graphics, and eventually through with the Podcast Ready software.
Oh yeah, and I'll put a link to that in my show notes, as well as a link to the interview I did with Russell Holloman a month or so ago.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I don't know if you've mentioned, but Podcast Ready and Fresh Media Works are partnered up, and we have our own version of his MyPodder software available to everybody in Fresh Media Works.
Right on.
And
so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the cool thing about it isn't that it's just a great piece of software, which it is, but it's branded for Fresh Media Works. So you as a podcaster, if you're in Fresh Media Works and you hand out this software saying, hey, this is the perfect podcast aggregator software, you hand it out to everybody who visits your site. When they open that software, it comes preloaded with 10 podcasts from Fresh Media Works. So it's a great way for us to get out there, and we rotate through who goes in there, who goes in that list of 10.
Yeah, and Podcast Ready is totally blowing up, isn't it? I mean, aren't they one of the main sponsors for the podcast media expo thing, whatever? Well, seems like I saw their name pretty big on the website.
Yeah, they're definitely in there. I know they've got a booth there, and I know, of course, they got Russell was interviewed on Rocket Boom, which really helped a lot, I'm sure. And he's been everywhere. In fact, he's going to be on my show shortly. I just keep, you know, not finding the time to hook up with him.
Yeah, cool. He's a good guy too.
Excellent guy.
Beautiful Houston people. We love him.
You bet.
What was I going to add? Oh, I wanted to throw out there that how many of, I guess it's hard to tell how many queer casters, quote unquote, are on the network. What, I'll stop beating around the bush. Queer casters or Q-Potters, whoever, get on this network and stop hiding in Q-Potter land.
I don't know. Okay. We don't ask and don't tell. No.
That's perfect. Wait, don't say that. That might not go over.
I know.
So well.
It was a joke.
I know.
Actually, we have any segment somebody wants. Like, we have a news politics segment, we have a storytelling segment, a tech area, you know, I don't know how many we have, actually. I know we have a few, but if we get a few more and they say, hey, let's make a you know, an alternative lifestyle or whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
we'll make that section too, and you can be listed in multiple sections.
That is cool, because a lot of times I tend to avoid being queer caster listed,
because
I want to be able to, like, let people know that that's not all that's going on.
Well, I hate that myself. You know, with Writing with the Window Down, I play music on every show. Sometimes I talk about TV shows, entertainment, movies. Sometimes I talk about politics. So I want to be listed in all of those.
Yeah. So cool. All right, so I think we covered location, freshmediaworks.com. You can also go to chrisdaly.com.
I don't even know if there's a link from Chris Daly to there, but I'll check.
I don't think I've seen
I'll
one
I'll put
there.
One out there.
Yeah, but Fresh Media Works is easy to remember.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I think, yeah, we've covered everything.
Sweet.
Oh, I want to play the song that I don't have in front of me, but you played it on your show like probably 6 months ago.
Which one?
That song I was all excited about this morning when we were Skyping. Mistake.
Oh, Mistake. Oh, I love that song. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the guy's name?
Christopher Dahlman.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to go into now. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm hyped that you're playing this song, actually, because I have loved it since I first heard it. And personally, it's like, out of all the PodSafe songs I've found, it's the one, I don't know, there's probably two or three others like this that I take closest to heart, just because, you know, like everything I do, if I'm going to make a mistake, I'm going to make it big. And that's what this song's all about. Excellent choice.
Sweet. Thanks. And this guy is great. We need to get him on the PodSafe Music Network. But
most definitely.
All in due time. Well, all right. Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And here's that dude with Mistake.
Like today, when I do everything I always say I won't. Just when things were riding fine, I lose sight of the line between do and don't. If I'm gonna make a mistake, it's gonna be big. Why sip it if
gray for gray. You can't get me high, best stay out of my way. If I'm gonna make a mistake, it's gonna be big. Why sip it if I can drink it down? Why hold it if I can pass it around and around and around and around? I can't trust myself anymore. I can't trust the light I left on in the bathroom to help me find my way at night. So I use my hands, I grope up the wall. If I can't trust myself, then I can't trust everything I always say I won't. Seems I do this every time. I disregard the line between do and don't. If I'm gonna make a mistake, it's gonna be big. Why sip it if I can drink it down? Why hold it if I can pass it on?
Alrighty then, that was... One day I'm going to learn how to use this mixer the way I really want to. Okay, that was... Nice, so smooth, so very smooth. Christopher Dahlman with Mistake. That song is really nice, I like it a lot. And he actually just emailed me earlier that he is about to get onto the PodSafe Music Network, PMN. So you should be able to download that stuff. Oh, my sister just called. Soon. So maybe he's even doing it as we speak. So look for him, Christopher Dahlman, D-A-L-L-M-A-N. He's also on MySpace, and he's got a website. I'll put all those links in the show notes. What else do I have? Some more feedback. And here's a really cool... this came from Ed's Mixed Bag, who I've heard of and have never listened to a show, but that's all going to change now. Here's a little feedback from my new friend Ed.
Well, here we go again. Hi, Michael. I just found your podcast. This is Ed from edsmixedbag.com here in Lake Worth, Florida. Of course, tonight as I record this, we're having some bad news about a storm coming up in the low-lying areas of Tampa and the Panhandle. We have a podcaster out there in Tampa whom I'm familiar with. Maybe you are. His name is Brent Bradley of Pod Show Radio. Brent and I will be traveling to the podcasting and portable media expo together from Atlanta to California. But anyway, I wanted to tell you how I found your show. I found your show through indirect way. First, I found Andrew Fulks, who is DJ AJ. He's a 16-year-old high school student who does a great podcast. And he turned me on to Brian from Procrasticast. So when I heard Procrasticast number 29, it was the Mikey Pod interview on June 11th. And then I downloaded your episode number 51. I have all the details here. The Birthday 37 Summertime Blues episode on June 9th. And now I'm wondering if I can play your promo, because Ed's Mixed Bag is a G-rated show, and that's what I would need. I need to know if you have a promo that's a little bit more G-rated, or if you want to create one and send it to me, I'd be glad to play it. Mine's available at my website. At the bottom of the website, there's a link. You can get it by going to edsmixedbag.com. Do not put an apostrophe in Ed's, and you'll be there. You can also find my promos periodically up at the Pod Show promo page. But anyway, I really enjoy your program, and I think it's a very refreshing approach to podcasting. I find the music you play very interesting, and I really enjoyed your little discussion about editing while you were speaking. That was kind of cute. And I also enjoyed your just your overall frankness and honesty and approach to podcasting. So keep the shows coming. This is great. And I am subscribed, and I'll be listening to all of your shows from here on. So take care, and thanks for your time. And I guess I better go answer my phone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ed. That was awesome. Thanks so much for the message. I love the phone ringing at the end. I sent you, you already know this, but I'm going to pretend that you don't. Yeah, Ed, so thanks for that feedback. I'm going to go ahead and send you my G-rated promo. And anyway, so thanks again for the feedback. And I'm subscribed to your show, too. And I'll be listening to it when I hop in the car in like 5 minutes. I have to finish this show. So that was Ed. And also Procrasticast. I did an interview with Brian over there, and it rocked, as does he. He's got a music show, and it's kind of, it's kind of a catch-all like some of us like to do. And it kicks ass. So, and Florida people, I think last I read that the storm was losing strength. So I hope you're all okay. Sharon from Tampon, Florida, sent me some cool stuff, including pixie sticks, which my cat proceeded to destroy in the middle of the night. I heard this playing and the cat bouncing around like they do in the middle of the night. And I didn't really get up. I was too tired. And I woke up and there was pixie stick dust all over my floor with pixie stick, like sticks, I guess they are, scattered about. So that was actually pretty funny. That's what I got for you today. I need to thank all of you guys for the birthday stuff, and Puffy too, who sent me some delicious coffee and some tea. And Puffy's hanging out with Willing Warrior, who also rocks. So I think I pretty much covered everything. This last song is called, it's a cover of the Smiths song, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. It's from a Norwegian musician whose name I cannot pronounce, and I'm not even going to try. It's spelled Dalminjo. And check it out. I think it's really cool. And he is also on MySpace and possibly touring Japan. I didn't look as closely as I should have. So I'll leave you with that. 206-339-6682 is the phone number. MikeyPod@gmail.com. You can find me at MikeyPod.com. And please fill out the survey if you haven't already. And I love feedback. I love feedback. So send it on. Thanks, you guys. And thanks. Just plain thanks. Here's There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.